I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The fall of Muammar Gaddafi in Libya is raising fresh questions about his regime's relationship with the U.S. and Britain. It seems both the CIA and Britain's spy agency work closely with Libya's security services, particularly when it came to the so-called rendition of terrorism suspects. That's according to a trove of sensitive documents emerging from the rubble of Gaddafi's regime. In a few minutes, we'll hear from a reporter in Tripoli about how such documents are being discovered. First, though, we turn to Britain, where there's controversy about the new revelations of close intelligence ties with Libya. As The World's Laura Lynch reports, at the heart of the revelations is a key leader in Libya's new government.
Abdul Hakim Belhaj today stands proud as the Libyan rebels' military commander in Tripoli, secure in the knowledge that Britain and the U.S. stand with him. But Belhaj says it wasn't always that way. He wants an apology after documents emerged over the weekend. They suggest that in 2004, both British and American security officials were complicit in illegally removing him from Bangkok back to Libya, where he was tortured. Still, Belhaj says he doesn't want the past to get in the way of future warm relations with his new friends.
NATO has been very supportive, as well as many other countries that choose to support our just cause, including Arab countries. I don't have any particular desire for revenge. The circumstances in which I was arrested and deported to Libya have now changed, and that's something I don't want to talk about now.
The documents from 2003 and 2004 have provoked a new round of soul-searching in Britain. Parliament has already examined and re-examined allegations that officials were involved in illegal transfers or renditions of prisoners sent to Guantanamo. So the former chair of the House of Commons Committee overseeing British intelligence agencies, Kim Howells, is surprised at the new allegations.
We were absolutely satisfied that there had been no involvement in illegal rendition of detainees by the British intelligence services.
Belhaj was named as a member of the Libyan Islamic Fighting Group. It fought to overthrow Gaddafi for years. It also had past ties to al-Qaeda, ties that Belhaj denies. Still, the documents serve as evidence that British intelligence analysts were sharing information with Gaddafi's government about Libyan exiles. Politicians from both main parties are clearly struggling to confront the ghosts of their past alliance with a leader they now vilify. Prime Minister David Cameron urged critics not to rush to judgment.
We have to remember, in 2003, 2 years after 9/11, you had a situation where there was a Libyan terrorist group that was allied to al-Qaeda, and at all times our security services and intelligence services are trying to work for the good of the country to keep us safe.
That may not comfort those who read the correspondence between a senior British spy and the then head of Gaddafi's intelligence services. There are Christmas greetings and an invitation to lunch, along with warm congratulations for the apprehension of Abdul Hakim Belhaj. "It's the least we can do for you," says the message. There are those who may find themselves queasy over the apparently cozy relationship. Sir Malcolm Rifkin, former foreign minister and now head of the Intelligence Committee, summons the spirit of Soviet leader Joseph Stalin to make a point.
Stalin was not exactly a person who respected human rights. He was a dreadful tyrant. But the overriding requirement at that time was to defeat Hitler. And I don't think anyone questions the historic judgment that that relationship with Stalin, both by ourselves and by Roosevelt and the United States, was an unfortunate necessity.
There are big differences, ones that Rifkin recognizes. Among them, Britain and the U.S. never bombed the USSR in the name of ousting Stalin. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.